Every year we take a look at the per diem rates. This year we have 378 what we call non-standard areas, and those are the areas where federal travelers go more frequently. And then we also have about 2,600 standard areas, and that covers the rest of the country. And this year our standard CONUS rate was increased to $77. And then we individually review each of the 378 areas. And we did see decreases this year, more so than normal.
So the standard rate increased to about $77. And this is just for lodging, is that correct?
Right, this is just for lodging.
Because the per diem for car rental, for incidentals, for other things, did that stay the same?
We are responsible for the meals and incidental expense rate. And we only review that every 3 years. So that was not reviewed this year. It will be next looked at in fiscal year 12. With any changes to be effective fiscal year 13.
So let's talk about some of those changes. Now, in the standard area, about 2,600 standard areas, what's a standard area? Give me a sense of what that means.
Those are the areas across the country where our federal travelers may go, but they're not generally the most heavily traveled areas. So we take a look at all of the properties for those 2,600 areas in one rate.
Obviously, it doesn't include Washington, D.C., it doesn't include Huntsville, Alabama, maybe even Boston. It may include a small town in middle America.
That's correct. Right, right. The non-standard areas are areas like Washington, D.C., New York, Boston, places like that.
You said that actually saw a decrease. Talk a little bit about how much of a decrease we're looking at, because I think a lot of people from the D.C. area that obviously listen to Federal News Radio, you know, will travel to different places around the country, and what should they expect in terms of the non-standard rate decrease? How much?
Depends on where you're going. It's, on average, the areas that did see decreases only saw decreases generally from no more than $10. About 80% of our areas decreased $10 or less. So once again, on our website at gsa.gov/per diem, we do have all of the 378 areas listed as far as what people can expect for the per diem rate.
All right, we will definitely link to that site on our website, federalnewsradio.com, to make everyone's life a lot easier as well. Talk a little bit about the effect on federal employees. If the rates decrease by $10, if I'm someone at an agency and I'm traveling to New York for a business trip for an overnight, does that mean what?
It depends. If we do have a provision in our federal travel regulation that allows for actual expense reimbursement. And so if the federal traveler is having a hard time finding a room at the per diem rate, the regulation does allow for agencies to approve in advance up to 3 times the amount of the per diem rate. So, you know, that's pretty generous. And so we hope that if the person can't find the room at the per diem rate, they'll be able to get actual expense.
And obviously GSA has a whole series of tools for agencies to find those rooms. Fed Rooms is one. There's the e-travel system more generally, so that also can help them find that rate.
Fed Rooms properties are offered at or below per diem, so certainly we encourage federal travelers to check that out.
You said you check out almost 3,000 areas around the country. How do you guys go through that in terms of Washington, D.C. is so different from New York, and then when you look at how many hotels there are in Boston and other big cities, Seattle, Denver, wherever, that's a lot of hotels. Do you ask the hotel companies to give you their rates, or do you go out to them? How does it work?
Well, actually, we work with a contractor called Smith Travel Research, and they collect actual hotel data from across the country. And so we apply our criteria, which includes looking at mid-price properties in areas where federal travelers stay. They give us the zip codes of where they stay. And then by law, all the properties that we include in our calculations must be certified as being fire safe by FEMA. So once we have those criteria applied, we do look at the Monday through Thursday weekday data and look at the average daily rate for the group of properties in each non-standard location. And once we get the average daily rate, which is room revenue divided by the room sold, then we apply a 5% government discount, and that becomes the per diem rate.
Is that surprising that there was a decrease in the non-standard areas, or has that happened over the last few years, so is this more of a trend?
Once again, we base our data, or we base our per diem rates on actual hotel data, and we could see what was coming. The time period that we used was April of 2009 through March of 2010, and the hotels have had a tough time this year with the economy, and we could see the trend in the data that showed that the per diem rates were going to be what they were, and the hotel companies are aware of our methodology, so they shouldn't be surprised when the per diem rates come out.
As far as what happens if the economy picks up and all of a sudden there's a lot of more conventions or business meetings and hotels raise their rates, does that affect you?
Actually, we do have a special review process, and agencies can let us know if they're having a hard time on a consistent basis finding rooms in a certain area. And they just needed to let us know where the area is, where their travelers are staying, how much they're paying, how many times they're having to use actual expense. And we do look at it at the mid-year, so we'll look at it in late January or early February for any agency that submits us one of those special review requests. So we'll take a look at it if there is a problem.
How often do agencies actually submit that special review request?
Historically, generally, we don't have too many special review requests. Last year, I think at the mid-year, we had about 6. At the fiscal year this year, I think we had 5. So generally, it's not a whole lot of areas. A lot of times, the actual expense provision will take care of those one-off situations where maybe they're having a hard time, but if they're consistently having a hard time, that's when we really want to hear from them and to get the special review request.
You mentioned in the beginning of the conversation about meals and other incidentals are reviewed every 3 years. Next time you look at that is 2012. Is that just part of the regulations and law that you guys only look at that every 3 years? Or is there another reason why that's only looked at every so often?
I think the main reason why we only look at meals and incidental expenses every 3 years is that they don't tend to change quite as dramatically, perhaps, as the lodging rates, and so generally there's not a need to look at it, but once every 3 years.
And finally, the airfare as well as car rental, as far as other kind of per diem stuff, is that not, that falls under a separate thing because of the agreements that the government has with like the City Pairs program and other areas, or is that gets reviewed differently from another organization?
Yeah, the city pair contract is reviewed by another part of GSA, and the car rental is actually managed by the Department of Defense.